Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, yay. Hi, honeys. Welcome to this mini episode of Natch Butte. Yes, queen. Yes. Hi. My baby's asleep in the other room. I feel like now I'm going to have to not be as loud sometimes. And that's just how it's going to go for a while. But don't we like a little subdued Jackie J? It's nice to switch it up every once in a while. I hope you're having a lovely week. And thank you for listening to this mini episode of Natch Butte. This episode is basically going to just be me chatting about all of the products that I think you should put on your baby registry. / products you should buy for your friends when they're pregnant and they have a baby registry. I wanted to put this in a separate episode because I recorded it when I recorded last week's Being Pregnant with Jackie J app, but I realized not everyone is going to want to hear about a bunch of baby products. Now, more people are nosy and want to hear about pregnancy and what I went through and maybe some research purposes and want to hear it, but then there's a big group of y'all who don't give a fuck about baby shit, and I totally get it. So I said, I'm going to put this on a mini, and if you want to hear it, you can listen to it. If you don't, then honey, pass it up and live your life. So here we are. We're just going to jump right into my recording of all of the things that I think are must-haves on the baby registry, along with some things that you probably think you need. And let me tell you something, hon, you don't. First off, I'm going to say that I really liked using Babylist for my baby registry. Now, the thing about Babylist is that you can link shit from every website on the internet. It's not just a Target registry or an Amazon registry. You can register shit from any website. I will say boomers get confused by Babylist and they don't know how to buy you shit off of it. So there will be multiple gifts. You're going to get like three of the same gift because boomers bought you three things and they didn't know how to let you know on the Babylist registry. So proceed with caution. But I really did enjoy my experience with Babylist. They even have a browser plugin where you can just hit add to Babylist registry and it'll add it to your registry no matter what website you're on. It was extremely helpful. I will also say that I'm going to put everything I mention that is available on Amazon in my Amazon store, which you can get to from my Instagram, from nashby.com, etc. And also, nashby.com is going to have an episode guide today with everything listed, so it'll be easy for you to click. Thank you for the support. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all some of the baby essentials because a lot of you ask questions about, like, what should I put on my registry? Like I said, don't put baby clothes on your registry. Try to get them from someone else, / everyone's just going to buy them for you anyway. You don't need that many onesies. You don't need that many clothes. If you have a washer and dryer, you don't need that many, okay? I'm going to go over a couple of my favorite products that I think you should invest in beforehand and have them ready to go. The first thing is pillows, lots and lots of pillows. A lot of you commented on my Instagram when I posted a photo of me sitting on my couch that you were like, wow, what a good idea that you stacked your pillows. Honey, if you plan on breastfeeding, which I do encourage my honeys to try if you can, try and see if it's for you. There's so many feeding pillow options. There's the main two are the Boppy and the Best Friend. Honey, get both. Get both. Register for both. Make people buy you both, okay? Because you might need both. I stack mine, and I also bought this other one that's really cute, and I got it actually from Carson from my class. I got the Boppy and the Breast Friend and the Organic Moon Womb Motherhood Pillow. It's from the sustainablebabyco.com. This, if your friend is kind of into stuff like that, you got to get her one of these. You got to get one of these. They're so pretty. They're called the Moon Womb Organic Body Pregnancy and Feeding Pillow. And they look just like a moon. And they're filled with something that kind of feels like a bean or something. Like a, you can feel it in there and you can hear it. and they look like moons. So this pillow would actually just look really cute on your bed, but I really like it too. I use it behind my head when I do my stack. If your friend has on their registry a breast friend or a boppy, maybe get them this as well. This is something that they might not know they want. They might not know they want this product, but it's going to end up being something that they're like, oh my God, I'm so glad. I recommended this to a few people and I've gotten texts going, this is my favorite pillow I got. And also, get your friend an extra cover for your breast friend and boppy, honey, because your baby's going to shit, piss, throw up, or you're going to spew breast milk all over them. And in the middle of the night, in the middle of the afternoon, it's hard to change and get those covers and swap them out and wash them. So get an extra cover, okay, for the boppy, for the breast friend, and this pillow, the Moon Womb pillow. Get an extra cover. They're not expensive. Have them ready to go. Your friend doesn't know she needs that. Your friend doesn't know that they need an extra cover, honey. Get an extra cover. Buy them the breast friend and an extra cover for them. Okay? That's my tip. Next, this is my absolute favorite item. The silverettes. The silver nipple covers. I learned about this in my Carson class, and I remember kind of being like, oh, this seems stupid. I'm not going to get that. And then Laura Youngkin, who had her baby 2 weeks before me, when I visited her in the hospital, she said, get the silverettes. Get the silverettes. Get the silverettes. And I do everything she says, so I did. And they're my absolute favorite. I've gotten them now for all of my pregnant friends. These are for breastfeeding and for pumping. These are for your nipples, because your nipples all of a sudden are being sucked all the time. Maybe they've been sucked in the past, but never like this, I can imagine. And you have to heal them, and they have to be protected. So your nipples get a little raw. They rub against your clothes. They hurt. These silverettes are just, they're made out of pure silver, and they just go over your nipples, and you just cover them with these when you're not breastfeeding, and it helps heal them. It helps protect them. I'm wearing them right now, 10 weeks postpartum, and I'm still wearing them. I wear them every second that I'm not either breastfeeding or in the shower or bath. They're incredible, and you definitely need to buy them for your friend if your friend is thinking about breastfeeding. Even if they breastfeed only for a little bit, they're still going to be worth the money to get them. They don't know they need these. Get them, okay? I'm going to link them on my Amazon store. There are various price points for them. You don't need the fancy name brand ones. They work great. The three items that every registry needs is the Hatch, the Snoo, and the Haka. Okay, the Hatch, the Snoo, and the Haka. Sort of sounds like a hipster bar, right? The Hatch is a sound machine. When your baby comes out of the womb, it's not used to being in quiet, because guess what? Our womb sounds like a vacuum cleaner. It's as loud as a vacuum cleaner. And you didn't know that, I bet, but that's what's happening in your body right now. So they like white noise. The Hatch is a sound machine, and it also has a light on it, and it's like a DJ, okay? It's like a DJ residency in Vegas, this thing. It has a lot of different sounds. It has the white noise. It has a dryer. It has little birds chirping. It has a river. It has all these sounds, and then it has all these different colors of lights, and you can basically program it to be what you want it to be, and all you do is tap the top, and you can change all the different programs. I love this damn thing. In fact, I have two of them. I have one in the baby's room and I have one in my room because it's fabulous and really fun and a great product. They have great customer service. If you don't have a Hatch on your registry, honey, you better get a Hatch, okay? And they're like $100. My doula said you should just get the Hatch Mini. It's $40. So you can also do that. But I'm telling you, the Hatch is where it's at, honey. Get you a Hatch. They're super cute and fun and a great product. It even works cordlessly, so if your baby naps or falls asleep in another room, you can bring the Hatch in there with no cord. I mean, they've thought of everything, whoever came up with this damn Hatch. The Snoo is incredible. It is a bassinet, and it is a smart bassinet. Essentially, what it does is it has a microphone built into it, and it rocks gently, right? So you turn it, you hit the button, and it just starts rocking. And it'll rock your baby to sleep, slash, if the baby wakes up, it soothes it back to sleep. It's incredible. It's worth every cent. They are not cheap. And I'm telling you right now, do not buy one, okay? Do not buy one. I bought mine used off of Facebook. So if you do buy one, buy it used off Facebook for half the price, less than half the price, or through this new website, you can rent one for 3 months, 4 months, whatever. My baby is 10 weeks old as I'm listening to this, and he doesn't even use the snooze settings anymore. So I think 3 months is plenty. But this thing's worth every cent, okay? Just get the snoo. I can't even tell you at the beginning when I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Putting him in there and letting him sort it out and the snoo figuring it out was a godsend in the middle of the night. It also, in the middle of the night, if your baby starts stirring, it will rock it back to sleep. It will soothe itself back to sleep. It's worth every cent. You also have to buy sheets for it and snoo sacks for the baby to fit in. Make sure you get at least three. Okay, that's the magic number that I found, because at the beginning, if you don't know what you're doing, your baby's going to shit, your baby's going to piss, your baby's going to throw up in there, and then it's in the middle of the night and you don't have a snoo sack and you can't put the baby back in there and it's screaming and you don't know what to do because you don't remember any of the training you took in your baby classes and the baby's screaming. You got to get three snoo sacks, okay? And you can get them used as long as the Velcro is still strong on them. You got to get you some snoo sacks. You got to get three different snoo sheets. And a lot of times if you buy them used, the person who sells them to you can also sell you the sheets and things with mine did. My lady that I bought mine off of gave me all the snoo sacks and sheets for free included. Make sure you get those snoo sheets and the snoo sacks, okay? I really, really highly recommend the snoo. It's a game changer, and it's really, and also make sure you download the snoo app. The snoo app is incredible, okay? Because basically if you're in the other room and you're watching your baby on the monitor and you see him wake up, you can use the snoo app to up the ante on the snoo, rock him back to sleep a little bit more, soothe him, put him back where he needs to be. There's also the wean setting, which is what we're using now, where it doesn't rock at all, only if he cries. I mean, this thing hears crying and adjusts. It's incredible. Slash, when you get the snoo, it needs to be, if your baby is a teensy, eensy little newborn, it needs to be in the newborn setting where it only goes to level 2, because we don't want to rock that baby too hard. We're not trying to scare him or anything. Get you a snoo. They're worth the money. And the third thing is the haka. And again, this only pertains to those who are breastfeeding, which that's what I did. So that's my personal experience. There are so many amazing products for formula that I don't know about, but they're out there. So I'm not the resource for that, but there are incredible products. There's a sort of a Keurig machine for formula that apparently is fabulous. I don't know what it's called, but if, again, you plan on breastfeeding slash your friend is planning on trying breastfeeding, get the haka, honey, okay? The haka is this little breast milk catcher that you sort of suction onto your boob, and you don't even have to pump or anything. It just, you put it on the other boob that you're not feeding the baby from, and it will collect all the milk, and it is incredible. You don't even have to pump, and yet you have all this extra milk. In the morning, if you're super engorged, I stick it on there while I'm like brushing my teeth and stuff, and it'll leak out a little bit, and then the baby's ready to eat. It's just been the most incredible, easy product. And is something that I would have never known about if it wasn't for my training and my classes. So get a haka. It's spelled H-A-A-K-A-A. Make sure you get the lid for it too. I've knocked over a few hakas and poured breast milk all over my vintage furniture and my floor. So get the lid for the haka too, sweetie. And these are gifts, like I said, that you want to, if you've talked to your friend and your friend's like, oh yeah, I'm planning on trying breastfeeding, get your friend those silverettes, get her the haka. Oh yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh yeah. Okay, I still have a couple more things to say. I'm almost done. Changing a baby is extremely difficult. This is something that people stress to me and I really didn't understand, but it is extremely difficult to change a baby. Let's say it's 4 a.m. and your baby's screaming and you haven't slept in 2 days and you're like, why can't I get these fucking buttons to button on these fucking baby pants? And you're just miserable? Baby clothes are cumbersome, and like getting their little arms and their legs while they're kicking and screaming in these little tiny tight outfits is truly the patriarchy once again. So There are two types of baby clothes that I think are wonderful. One is called Magnet Me, and these are magnetic baby pajamas. There are no snaps. It's magnets, and you just go, and they magnet up. It's also organic cotton. They come in a ton of colors. Really cute, and they're $40 for a onesie, which is not cheap. They do have sales every once in a while. I just hit a sale, and I bought a bunch. But they're fabulous, and this is something that your pregnant friend doesn't know they need, okay? So I know I said don't register for baby clothes. This is why you don't register for baby clothes, because people are going to get you shit. Get them some Magnetic Me jammies. Get them in the 0 to 3 months and the 6 to 9 months, a couple pairs in each, and they're going to go, oh my God, thank you for this amazing product, because I wouldn't have known I needed this. My doula recommended them, and I'm very pleased with them. And I just saw on Instagram this other one. I haven't tried this yet, but again, my friend Celeste just recommended them. They're called Bonsie, B-O-N-S-I-E. And basically, you wrap the baby sort of like they're wearing like a Diane Furstenberg wrap dress, and it has Velcro on it. And it's quick and easy. You pop them in. And these are $27.99, and they come in a lot of cute colors, and you can get them at Nordstrom. So this is another jammy that you think your baby might, oh, and they have like short, oh, I'm buying this. They have little short-sleeved ones too. My baby tends to be a little hot because it is summertime here. So I'm buying these. I'm looking right at them right now. All my money goes to my baby now. And it's, oh, this is so cute. Oh my God, I'm buying him the pink one. I'm buying him the pink one. It's so cute. It's called the Skin to Skin Romper by Bonsie. So yeah, I'm buying this. So get your friend those too. They don't know they need them. Okay, my last tip. And this is, please do this. This is going to save you a lot of headache. Watch all the YouTubes, read all the manuals, and practice using all of your baby items before the baby gets here. This is something that I didn't do because I was tired and I had a lot on my plate. And like I said earlier, you can't do everything, but I would prioritize this if you could. Practice using the snoo. Practice using the carrier. Get the car seat installed. Practice taking it in and out. This isn't going to be the most fun afternoon of your life, but it's going to serve you. My baby was fresh out of my womb, and we were putting him in the car from the hospital, and Ben and I were literally FaceTiming my sister going, how do we work this stupid car seat, okay? So you got to do all this. It's going to save you headache when you're sleep deprived and don't know what you're doing and like kind of in survival mode. Learn how to swaddle. If you don't want to like do the whole tortilla folding swaddle situation, then you need to practice the zippy swaddles. Every swaddle that you buy has a YouTube video on how to use it. Watch it 100 times until you know how to use it. Okay. Watch diaper videos, how to put on a diaper. You might think you know how. You don't, because these diapers have all these sophisticated things like, oh, the sides have these little ruffles, and if the ruffles aren't tucked in properly, then your baby's going to shit out the ruffle and shit's going to get all over you, all over your snoo, all over your boppy, whatever. How do you wear a diaper properly? How do you put one on? Google it, watch the YouTubes, learn how. I will say, while I'm on diapers, if you have money, if you have the expense, get the Coterie diapers. They're the best diaper. Okay, we've used all of the diapers. I tested them all out. The Coterie is the best diaper. It holds so much pee. It doesn't leak. They're fabulous and they're expensive. But if you've got the means or you want to have people buy them for you, buy the Coterie diapers, Hanny. Especially kind of at the beginning when you're figuring it out. Highly recommend. Coterie, Coterie, Coterie. Have everything washed and installed and ready to go. If you have a snoo, watch the videos, learn how it works, get the app, download the app. If you have the hatch, plug the hatch in, get your baby monitor, get that plugged in, watch the YouTubes on how to do it. Like literally do all of the prep ready, because once that baby's home and screaming, you're going to go, oh shit, I don't know how to use this. What do I do? And that's not fun. We literally were watching how to use the snoo videos when the baby was home from the hospital, and it was not easy. Okay, so do all the prep for that. And obviously, get your partner in that as well. Or anyone who's going to be home helping you with the baby, have them learn how to work everything as well. That's going to serve you a lot of stress. Take it from me, somebody fresh from the other side, honey. Okay? Okay, listen, I think that's good for now. When I do my postpartum ep, I will add a few more things. But this is enough to tickle your little booties with a feather and get you excited about more baby content. And just a reminder, once I get this all out, I don't plan on bringing up baby shit very often. So don't worry if you're like, Jackie, I've had enough already. No more baby shit. I don't want to have children. I support it, honey. I'm here for you. So there won't be any more baby shit in a couple weeks. Back to regularly scheduled Nashville. But thank you for listening to this. I hope it was helpful. Remember, go to nashville.com or my Amazon storefront if you want links to these and other items that I didn't mention, but we'll probably mention later that are probably good for you. I'll see y'all Thursday. Cream that neck. Keep your fringe free.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.